Kia ora, good afternoon and welcome to the Rural News. I'm Susan Murray in Hamilton.
And I'm Maya Burry in Christchurch. Fonterra says strong demand and good prices have helped it lift its forecast farmgate milk price for the current dairy season by 30 cents. The dairy giant today announced it now expects to pay farmers between $6.55 and $7.55 per kilogram of milk solids. Fonterra's Managing Director for Cooperative Affairs, Mike Cronin, says while it's still early in the season, it has seen strong prices for key products at auction. Mr. Cronin expects the news will be well received by its 10,000 farmer shareholders.
I think they should feel good about this. You know, the initial forecast was pretty solid. That's an improvement on this. But I think they know from past history that this early in the season, you have to take it with a little bit of caution as well, because as say, things like weather, things like global conditions could change. But you could say, based on demand and supply as they currently stand, it's looking good.
Is this one of the better forecasts that Fonterra has offered in the last 10 years or so?
It would be up there, yes. It wouldn't be the highest, but yeah, it's sitting around a pretty good price for farmers.
That's Fonterra's Managing Director for Cooperative Affairs, Mike Cronin.
A Waikato dairy company has been fined over $221,000 for inflicting an objectionable smell on its local community. The conviction for open country dairy at its Waharoa plant also covers unlawfully discharging wastewater into a stream. The Waikato Regional Council received numerous complaints from Waharoa businesses and residents over two periods last year. They reported an ongoing and persistent and objectionable odour. Residents had to stay indoors with the windows shut, and it caused headaches and vomiting in some people. Open Country Dairy's Chief Executive, Stephen Kokomoka, says improvements are being made to its facilities and it has assured the community this won't happen again.
Yes, we accept the outcome of the court action. When it occurred, I guess we did put our hand up that there was an issue that was detected from our facility.
So what went wrong?
Oh, we had a few issues on hydraulic loading. Or hydraulic loading, we mean heavy rainfall. So pretty much what we do is we irrigate our wastewater. So we treat it and then we irrigate it. So the existing wastewater facility is actually sufficient. So there's nothing wrong with the existing design. However, when we have a heavy hydraulic load, so a lot of rain coming down, you know, you have farmers that obviously can't take any more irrigated water, which means you then have to hold the water back on the site. So it got us into a spot of bother. So what we've done now is we've actually put in a new, the best technology that's available to treat our wastewater to a much higher standard so we can use it for multiple other uses. So rather than just relying on farmland, or just dairy farmland, we can send it to other land uses as well, treating the water to a stage where we can eventually actually reuse some of it as well. So it's just a different approach to wastewater and getting it to a much, much cleaner level so it's got more applications.
It sounds like it was pretty awful, though, for the locals who had to put up with the smell.
Oh, I think the certainly as an odour, you know, it was the least environmental impact that we had. That we could have done, I guess. We didn't want to discharge the stuff and breach consent and put it to land. But you're right, you know, from a local perspective, you know, it wasn't ideal. It's something that shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Open Country Dairy's Chief Executive, Stephen Kokomoa.
Federated Farmers says it's an understatement to say it's disappointed. Only minor changes have been made to the Zero Carbon Bill following Public Select Committee submissions. The contentious methane reduction target in the bill of between 24% to 47% by 2050 remains unscathed in the Environment Committee's final report. Farming groups, including Beef and Lamb and Federated Farmers, submitted that pressing ahead with that target would damage the viability of the industry. But the Vice President of Federated Farmers, Andrew Hoggard, says their concerns don't appear to have been heard.
Obviously, say we're disappointed in the methane targets remaining the same as a mild understatement. You know, that was really the key focus of our submission, was having those methane targets being more realistic around, you know, a target based on getting to a level where no additional warming from methane would be occurring, which, you know, the newest metrics are saying that's, you know, 10% by 2050, definitely not 24% to 47%. So those targets, they're asking farmers to do vastly more than what's required.
Andrew Hoggard of Federated Farmers, the bill will now go to its second reading in Parliament.
Met Service is urging farmers to keep a close eye on their stock as low falling snow is predicted tonight. A heavy snow watch is in place for the Kaikoura Ranges, inland Canterbury and inland Otago north of Wanaka. Snow is expected to lower to 300 metres with heavy snowfall possible above 500 metres. The Met Service's Tui McInnes says farmers should check the forecast for any updates.
We get the change of weather, we get the cold weather, and it's coincident with lambing time, of course, which is never great for farmers because you don't want young livestock exposed to super cold temperatures if you can avoid it. Unfortunately, it's a little bit of the nature of New Zealand. This is the time of year when we tend to get sort of some slightly stormier weather pattern, and that's exactly what we're getting over the next couple of days.
Tui McInnes. Meanwhile, Federated Farmers Meat and Wooldshire and Mid-Canterbury sheep, beef and dairy farmer David Ackland says he's nearing the end of lambing, so shouldn't be too disrupted by the storm, which is fast moving.
There'll be some light losses, but not most of the stock that's set stock now should be in relatively good cover anyway.
Sure.
So it shouldn't be too difficult.
He says merino farmers with later lambing dates could have more issues, but so far in Mid-Canterbury, spring has been relatively kind.
We've had, in Mid-Canterbury anyway, we've had a few cold patches, and grass growth has been relatively slow, but all in all, it's been relatively good. No real complaints about any. We haven't had any of these really severe storms.
David Ackland from Mount Somers Station in Mid-Canterbury.
Let's go to the lamb market now, and despite increasing supply, lamb exports to China are continuing to go from strength to strength. Mel Crode, a senior analyst at AgriHQ, says prices being paid for some cuts are well up on last year.
With lamb flaps, we've seen further price rises in recent weeks to US$8.40 a kilo. Now, that's over $2.55 a kilo more than this time last year. And there is just some concern that pushing that lamb flap price too high will burst the bubble. But look, we're hearing that there's a few secondary markets waiting in the wings just to secure those lamb flaps. And if we do see some pullback in the China pricing, that could hopefully help soften the blow. But look, China pricing for leg cuts is also at the top of the market. The Chinese CKT leg price is trading at US$7.40 a kilo, and that's really pushed up the pricing in our traditional markets, particularly in the UK market and in Europe.
That's Mel Crode, a senior analyst at AgriHQ. And that ends the rural news for today. I'll be back again at 6:25 tomorrow morning with another update for you. Until then, have a lovely afternoon. Ka kite anō.